when Linda and I go and see him most Thursdays in prison, it's just not doing him any good in there. He can't cope with the noise. It sets him off, flashbacks. And, you know, what can I say? He's just a lovely, lovely boy, very much a family man. He loves his two children to pieces. But, you know, what else can I say, Victoria, about my son?
Linda, did you notice he was different after he came back from serving in Afghanistan in March last year?
Yeah, I didn't see him when he came back straight away because he went off to do something in Cyprus. So it was sort of still full on for Harry when he got back from Afghanistan. I suppose I started notice it more in the summer. He was very quiet and he wouldn't talk. He just said, no, I'm fine, I'm okay. And I said, you're not, mate. Come on, I'll help you. What's wrong? But he would not go into any details. I knew stuff happened in Afghanistan on his tour because obviously I read about it. But he just became... He just steered away from his family. You know, he just went into his own little bubble, his own little Harry's world. It was very, very difficult to communicate with Harry. Everything sort of I tried to do, ring him, it was, you know, he'd text me back saying he couldn't talk and I would text him saying, come on, mate, you could talk to me. Yeah, it was just, he just went into such a shell. And
wouldn't
open
up. No chance you could
up.
Get him to see a GP or anything?
No, he sort of, I know he spoke to people within his regiment. And I know now that a lot of his friends were very concerned about Harry, but nothing seemed to be ever followed up with Harry. They kept saying, yeah, you know, you might need help, but nothing sort of came of anything. You know, nothing was set, really.
Yes. And tell our listeners why you think that he stole a gun to try and kill himself.
That night, I mean, we knew that he was going to do something to the run-up to the 19th of October. He started writing letters to his children explaining that he wasn't really worthy of being a dad. And he wrote letters to his ex-wife and he kept apologising all the time, Harry, for the way he was at the time. You know, he signed things over to his ex-wife, bank cards and everything.